Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com.
Man, now he's not that.
He wants to be bat, not Lil Bow Wow.
Gary Coleman was an actual.
I'm kidding somewhat, but the point is that you just see him as that one thing. Yeah. Love Gary Coleman, bro.
So you're not.
What you talking about, Willis?
You're not going to see that at.
Another ref, Brad. That's something that again struck a chord with Brad.
Today. He's proven himself. He's on. This is the proving grounds.
I feel
for
like we're about to hear about the Malcolm Jamal Warner book again.
Hey,
he did read it.
Influential, bro. Influential.
He did Malcolm and Me, man.
That's it.
One of the best.
A life changing mentality.
The other thing I wanted to mention, though, that I don't know if this is true or not. But I've seen tweets out there that, and maybe it is, Young Dolph, who obviously was taken earlier this week, as we've been talking about, owns all of his masters.
That's correct.
Indie. And so I take that to mean that every time you stream a Young Dolph song,
correct,
the royalties go to him.
Correct. And what is it, Paper Route, or I don't want to get it wrong, Paper Route Empire?
I think that's it.
Yeah, to his group, right. That's my understanding, because he owns everything.
Yeah.
And that's how it should be done. And I think that, you know, him owning everything and looking out, okay, I can do better on my own than signing with you, is some of what's got him into some of his beefs. That ability to be independent and do his own thing is sort of led to some of this stuff. Not necessarily to the murder, but previous beefs with Gotti and others. Because Gotti at one point wanted to sign him.
Yep. Yep. And maybe that, yeah, that's
but,
why.
But he didn't come up with an offer good enough to what Dolph was already doing.
I
don't know all the details, but that's some of the story.
So if you want to support Dolph's family, you just listen to his music right now, right?
Because he owned his stuff.
I mean, that's, and I saw like some people have, it's impossible to know how much of this is true. That's the problem, right? Like so much information is, and they did get the car. They did get the car on camera of the
I think they got a lot to go on. You know, after looking at it yesterday and you see those guys all covered up and you say,
there's a lot there, yeah.
It feels like there's a lot to go on. Yeah. And that's the thing I was talking about with Jeff. Like, we look at these things early on and we say, wow, look, like they had an AK. This thing was planned. Look, how cold-blooded was that? But what you find out is a lot of times it's just dumb criminals, man, that don't have it nearly as coldly planned out as you think.
Yep.
And have left plenty of opportunity for investigators, homicide detectives, and all that to track them down. After looking at some of the stuff that's out there now, and possibly how these guys may have bragged about this, you know, already, I'm more optimistic that maybe this thing gets solved relatively quickly, and we're not talking about a period of years here like we were with Lorenzo.
Yeah. You know? So that I saw a report or not a report, but maybe a tweet or something that he's already made $20 million overnight from people streaming his music. No idea if that's
true. The Dolph Estate.
It's awesome his estate two or kids,
yeah.
and their mom and everything.
I guess it wouldn't shock me.
No, that money if it's straight in there,
because that's the. I'll be honest, like that's the first thing you do, like when you
start playing that music.
Yeah, like I listen to some Dolph. You know what I mean? And I'm not like I was not a Dolph, as you guys know. Like I was not a Dolph. I was not a big fan of Dolph in terms of like the Memphis rapper, but like you go listen to it, you know, you go support it. And so now when you do that, in theory, that support goes straight to his kids.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
That is one way that you can show some love. Anyway, that is what I saw on Twitter. I wanted to pass that along. All right. We will come back. Lots more to come in the rundown. Memphis basketball, Memphis football. Grizz got a big time win last night. I am glad Ja Morant plays for my hometown team. All that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM. Yes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah. Now, it's the Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Well, it is a Memphis Tiger basketball game day, Jason. The show rolls on tonight inside FedEx Forum, 7 o'clock on ESPN Plus.
Right.
On the Plus. We know that. They'll eventually get off starting next Wednesday, right?
Wednesday. Virginia Tech.
They're taking on the West Kentucky Hilltoppers, who have one win this season over Alabama State, and it was by like 5 points.
Oh, who'd they lose to, John?
I don't have it in front of me.
Minnesota and South Carolina.
Okay, so like I don't think either of those teams
are 107 and 81 in terms of rankings for the night. Not too impressive there,
yeah.
Rick Stansbury.
Yeah, and I don't think basically West Kentucky has one dude. Like they have one guy that does everything. It's the McKnight kid. He leads them in
Davion McKnight.
Yeah, he leads them in scoring, he leads them in rebounds, he leads them in assists.
He's a 6'1" sophomore guard.
Oh, he's getting locked
We're
up
giving
tonight,
you the
coach.
Breakdown on Western Kentucky,
He's
guys.
Getting locked up tonight, Coach.
This ain't your Charles Bassey Western Kentucky.
Not at all. Not at all. You're exactly right. Memphis does enter the game as a 14.5-point favorite. We talked about this yesterday. Kenbaum has it as a 15-point victory for the University of Memphis. Look, this is just one of those you sort of look at the name, Western Kentucky, and you think about what happened last season, and you're like, man, you know, it could happen. No. Absolutely not. This team is not good. This is going to be a sixth straight exhibition game for the University of Memphis. Like it just is. Like Memphis is supposed to roll this team. I don't see a scenario where when you're as one dimensional as this Western Kentucky team is, and that dimension being Davion McKnight, like Memphis has the ingredients to take him out of the game, right? Like they've got the defense to do it. They're the third highest rated defense in the country, according to KenPom. I think, if we're being honest, they haven't even played anywhere nearly to their best on defensive side of the ball.
Oh, no.
Like, I think there's a lot more that they haven't shown yet and a lot of things they can improve on defensively. So I expect this to be a drubbing tonight, Jason. I don't really expect Western Kentucky to compete. I think they're worse than St. Louis. You know, I think they're a worse team than St. Louis is. I think all their metrics suggest they're a worse team than St. Louis is.
They are.
And so I expect the effort to look like that. I mean, I guess the only thing that would concern me in the slightest, and it's really only as it relates to the point spread more so than the outcome of the game, is are the Tigers looking ahead to Wednesday, right? Because it's the last game before Virginia Tech.
I could see that.
You know, and do you sort of mail it in, not mail it in, but, you know, kind of sleepwalk a little bit through this game because you know you can beat them, and you're just running, you're ready to get to Brooklyn. That's the only thing that would concern me about the 14.5 here. In no universe would I ever take Western Kentucky plus 14.5. It'll either be Memphis minus 14.5 or stay away for me, right? But I fully expect it to be another showcase of, you know, your dynamic freshman. I think Amani Bates, as he's pretty much established, is going to score 16 points. Jalen Duren's going to have about 13.
How many rebounds?
Probably about 9, 10. And then you know, you're gonna have 10 from DeAndre. You're gonna have 10 from Lester. You're gonna have 12 from Landers. Like, it's just gonna be, and I think that's what Memphis is gonna be this season. I think that's just, and you might have games where Landers has 18, and you might have games where Lester has 16, and it's a little bit more. You know, there could, you know, the names could change, but the production is gonna look. It's gonna be a balanced attack. It isn't just, hey, Amani, go score 35 points, right? Like, that's just not how they play. Everybody gets opportunities. So I expect it to look like that. Memphis rolls tonight over a Western Kentucky team that is just frankly not good.
Brad, I need your help. How's that computer working in there?
Pretty good today.
Who was on the Western Kentucky team that beat Penny in 93 was the last game, if I'm not mistaken, of his college career? Right? Because after that, he would have gone to the draft. 93 tournament. I want to say Memphis lost to Western Kentucky.
I've got the 92-93 Western Kentucky roster pulled up.
Who was on that? So I think I'm right on year and everything else.
Horn's year.
Who?
Darren Horn, the coach at South Carolina, one-time coach.
Okay, who's on that team?
Darnell Mee, Mark Bell, Darius Hall, Chris Robinson. Nobody sticks out. Derek Flowers. I don't know any of these dudes. Their top scorer that year was Darnell Mee, who got a shot in the league, averaged 18 points a game. Chris Robinson was 7, got a shot in the league. And then former coach Darren Horn, who was at South Carolina.
Just listening to you talk about, and we talked about last year, and sort of a revenge game, a little bit in that, and trying to keep the ball, all that. Thinking about last year, sort of revenge game, too, for Penny in many ways, mm-hmm. always is when it's West Kentucky. And I think we actually talked about this last year. We might have gone back, but yeah, they finished him that college career back 93, wow. If I'm not mistaken.
Finished 20th in the AP poll. That team was 26-6. They were second in the Sun Belt, Western Kentucky. Probably their best year, right? I mean,
I'm looking at Tigers had a chance to take the lead with 22.4 seconds left, but Penny Hardaway missed the front end of a 1-1 in that game in the first round. And I guess Western Kentucky went on, end up knocking off Seton Hall, a bunch of others. So mm-hmm. Anyway. You're talking West Kentucky. I'm thinking about Memphis, Western Kentucky
history. Yeah, but you got to get over that one.
Penny Hart. Dude, it was his last game of his college career. Yeah. Again.
That's amazing.
I bring you the amazing stuff, John.
Yeah.
And all you do is.
You're right. That team got to the Sweet 16. It's a Memphis State they beat in 93. They were number 20, right?
This was after the year, John, where they'd gone, played Cincinnati 4 times. Everybody expected big things, you know, hopefully a deep run from Penny. And after they'd made one the year before and lost to Cincinnati for like the 4th time that year, in the Elite Eight?
Yeah.
So this was Penny Hardaway going to make a deep push, and Western Kentucky, man, had folks around here sick, just absolutely sick. Anyway, I know you don't like that little walk down memory lane.
Yeah, I was 1 year old.
Were they in the Metro Conference at that time? What conference? Because I remember watching them play St. Louis even at that time. DePaul was playing them a lot.
Trying to think when the switch over to Great Midwest, which would have been after Metro was. I want to say you're right that it was Metro still there.
Right around there. Yeah.
Yeah. It was somewhere in there where it switched over to Great Midwest Conference.
91. Yeah. So it was a little before that.
So it was before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were Great Midwest?
Midwest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Memphis certainly will try to avenge that loss tonight against Western Kentucky, 7 o'clock.
Penny trying to avenge it. Yeah. Couldn't do it last year.
Well, look,
going to get it back this year.
Last year, there's no question.
This is for the players and for Penny.
Yeah, there's no question last year that Western Kentucky benefited from a number of things, right? They benefited from,
They tried Lester Quinones on Bassey last year. They tried everything in the kitchen sink to hold that man.
You had a
Musa couldn't do
you
it.
Had a Musa just was not ready for that moment. You had, you weren't necessarily sure what your best lineup was.
No
back
DeAndre.
Then. You didn't have DeAndre Williams. So this is going to be a very different game. I have no doubt about that. And the only question I would have, I would make this certainly a 5-unit max play, a man in the arena lock, as I like to say.
Oh,
but I just don't know with that game against Virginia Tech looming, you know, could you see a game where Memphis kind of just, you know, does what they have to do and they don't go for the kill shot? I could see that. But I think Memphis certainly will comfortably win tonight, and Memphis will move to 4-0, which is nice. Memphis can be 4-0. I mean, it's a great start to the season. I mean, again, you haven't played anybody yet, but 4-0 is 4-0. And that's what Memphis Tiger basketball is going for tonight.
Next story.
So that's on ESPN Plus. Over on ESPN 2, your Memphis football Tigers will be taking on Houston, a game we mentioned earlier. Houston, number 17, sounds like in the AP poll, number 24 in the college football playoffs, sitting at 9-1, 7-0 in the American. And you're figuring, I mean, for Cincinnati, at some point, they're going to have to, you know, Houston will get its shot there.
Yep.
What, in the AAC title game, I suppose? It'll end up being. So Houston's come on here with a nice finish to its season, with a nice season period in a pretty good year. By the way, that you announce you're headed off to the Big 12. They've kind of bounced back because they'd been down. Memphis had certainly surpassed them. That said, tough spot for Memphis, 8.5-point underdogs. Last I looked, no, you mentioned it's up to 9 now, isn't it? I had it still at 8.5. Either way, this is a tough spot for your Tigers, who, with a loss tonight, would fall under 500 for the first time since 2013. But what's most important at this point, even if you do that, you can still get that sixth win, that bowl eligibility that you need with a win next week over Tulane. So loss tonight, still for the Tigers, big picture is just getting to 6. You have a good opportunity to do that next week against a bad Tulane team. The game I'm actually more excited about, I'll just be real honest with you, because I'm like Jeff, for Tiger football, the year's mostly in the barn. It's a transition year. We're already thinking about who's going to be the quarterback next season and can you sort of bounce back in terms of being an AAC title contender. Is at 5:30, and it's worth a mention. There's no question about it. We talked about this on Monday. Your Memphis women's soccer team in the NCAA tournament second-round matchup against Duke. That's on ESPN Plus, by the way. They got their first tournament win since 2011 against LSU on Sunday, going for a second-round win over top-seeded Duke. This afternoon at 5:30. And as a show who's had a representative of that squad and the great Catherine Levasseur, former intern
yes,
for us.
Yes, that's a big one.
We follow that program closely, root for it. Had been to, four straight tournaments but had not won a game. Did that on Sunday. They got Duke in North Carolina today. Hopefully they're going to knock those Coach K's and the Savarinos and all them off.
Yeah, that'd be karma, wouldn't it?
Yeah, do it for Memphis.
I appreciate you mentioning that.
Can't stand Duke.
And I appreciate you mentioning the football game tonight for the University of Memphis.
Well, I must say, and listen, he's got a ton on his plate. He's driving up to Buffalo and everything. But Jeff came in today's show, great show,
yeah,
9 to 11. Which one's more important, football or basketball game tonight? Left out a critically important game in North Carolina for the women's soccer team.
Yes.
And, John, I just think graduates of that school, we just want to make sure everybody gets their due.
Clearly the most important game.
And that's why that's the most important game of the three, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, Memphis is going to kill West Kentucky.
Exactly. Football team probably going to lose.
I think we're going to beat Duke tonight.
I hope Memphis beats Duke. I truly do. I cannot sit here and tell you anything about the roster.
That would put you in the round of 16.
Man, that'd be nice.
Sweet 16?
I actually had the brackets up. Yes, 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 yes. I can tell you.
But I'm assuming Duke women's soccer is
play
awesome.
Well, it's
I'm
the
sure
top
it
seed. It's number one seeded right there with Florida State on the other side. And if Memphis wins, they would go face on the 21st. What is that? Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That would be Sunday at 5 o'clock. They would play the St. John's Samford winner.
Ooh.
Samford knocked off a fourth seeded Auburn and its winner. And then SMU as well is playing top seeded Florida State, another representative from the AAC. But who cares about SMU? We're rooting for Memphis women. And Brooks Monaghan?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're rooting for you. Go make Memphis proud again. You already have.
Yes,
yes. It is the most important game for the Memphis athletic program tonight, 5:30, ESPN Plus.
Next story.
Grizz Clippers last night. Grizz get the dub. You know, it is amazing. Like, it just does not add up. I got to tell you, this damn Grizzlies team, how is it that you can lose decisively against the worst team, one of the worst teams in the NBA, in the New Orleans Pelicans?
It's a curse with the Pelicans. Something's just up.
And yet you come back to Memphis, right, a couple of days later.
I see what you're saying.
And
yes,
you knock off the Clippers.
Who've been playing well.
In a way, it wasn't even like a sweat, honestly. Like, Clippers kind of made a little bit of a run there at the start of the third. But once their three-point shots started missing and, like, you know, reverting to the mean, as they say, as the cool kids say, the Grizzlies just controlled it. And they controlled it not just because of Ja. Ja was a big part of it. But I want to highlight some other guys, too. Brandon Clark made big-time plays in this game. 14 points, 5 rebounds in just 15 minutes.
I know Brandon Clark appreciates that, John.
Well, I mean, look, he made winning
appreciate
plays.
That shout-out.
And it just
because I don't think many people would spend much time on Brandon Clark today. Good for you.
Well, it kind of
spending more time on the obvious.
Yeah.
So I like this.
Yeah, I mean.
Can he keep that consistent?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I mean, Xavier Tillman didn't really play last night, right?
Seems like they're back on Brandon.
Yeah. Which is fine. Like, I think Brandon can help this team. I really do. And I like the energy that he brings. I guess, if I'm saying what I'm concerned about, I'm a little concerned about the scoring on the second unit, right? Like, Kyle Anderson has come back to earth, like crashed down to earth. He had his career year last season, especially from three. Like, that's not persisting anymore.
I thought Kyle was playing better. I thought I'm looking at it and saying, okay.
6-3 last night, I mean.
Yeah, last night wouldn't up for all that. But overall.
Yeah. But obviously, Ja's third quarter was a story, right?
Yes.
I mean, 28-5-5, and he had 17 in that third quarter. Really doing it from everywhere. Hit threes, hit floaters. Like, that floater is damn near automatic. Like, it's going in, you know? And that development. I thought Steven Adams played really well last night.
He did.
He got pushed around in the first quarter by Zubats, but he was making some unbelievable passes last night.
You're going to have to get off Kyle shooting 41% from three this year.
I'm saying his production has come down to earth.
Well, the roles have changed.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
You're right. He wasn't all that great last night.
Yeah.
But I thought he'd been relatively good. Just won't be fair to him.
Steven Adams got pushed around a little bit in the first quarter, but he did make play after play after play. Like, he's a good fit. It seems like Ja is really buying into Steven Adams. Dylan Brooks had 18 last night. He's kind of coming back. Mm-hmm. He started the game with just a leaner that was nothing but the bottom. And I think it really did set the tone for the Grizz. Like, it's just one shot, the first shot of a long NBA game, but it was contested. He didn't care about taking it. He was fearless. It went in. And I think that kind of was symbolic of the entire night. Jaren had 18 last night, hit a couple threes, couple and one opportunities. It was a complete team win for the Memphis Grizzlies last night. The Clippers were not at full strength, but they were playing good basketball. Look, any win against the Clippers is a good win. Especially when you're coming off, an L last weekend to the New Orleans Pelicans.
They're one of the top teams defensively as well this season already.
Yes.
And so to do that, score 120 points.
They did not have Batum last night.
That's all right. Well, he's a big part of that, but that's all right. You're going to take it. Nobody crying for the Grizzlies when they had Dylan Brooks down.
Yep.
That's part of it, brother.
And one thing about it, Luke Kennard going to kill the Grizzlies. Like, they didn't win last night.
Grizzlies got their number.
But
yeah, you worry about Luke Kennard. He can't be the –
That man had 15 last. I was like, can we please guard this dude for once, man? Also, Desmond Bane had 16 last night. He continues to be quietly just steady.
John, you know what I mean? I can knock down the three, knock down the mid-range pull-up, get to my floater, or get all the way to the rack.
Yes.
You know what that means?
And that's what he
that
did.
That sentence means he's unstoppable.
He really is starting to become unstoppable.
When he believes that he's got all the levels – and the only one he really didn't have going into this year was the three-point level. Now he believes he does. It's over for him. Like, that, the fact that Ja believes he's three levels now, it's over for the league. And that's part of the reason why he's playing at the level that he is.
Yep. So
big part of the reason. Confidence.
Grizz moved to 8-7 on the year. Next up, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Hmm. So good opportunity for the Grizz to go 9-7. That's going to do it here for the rundown. We got a lot more to get to. Patty's picks, of course, at 1 o'clock. Then Jermaine Johnson.
Yes.
Jermaine Johnson, former University of Memphis assistant coach, going to join us, talk a little Memphis Tiger basketball with him. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So as we know, Kansas beat Texas over the weekend.
Your joke Texas for program.
Yes. 57-56, of course, was the final. Kansas converts that 2-point conversion. And as a result of that, I did see this come across my Twitter account, which is, it's a very fascinating situation here. It was a walk-on that scored that game winner.
Jared Casey, his parents were going crazy.
Yeah. And as a result of that victory and that that game winner, he has now scored and did score an ad deal with Applebee's.
Mm.
And nobody knows more about Applebee's than you. Mm. Is it the 2 for $20?
Back when I used to,
Okay. So get it, 2-point.
I haven't been in a minute.
2-point conversion.
But you love making me their spokesman.
Well, I love Applebee's. Back in the day, it was the thing.
Yeah, I used to date folks, and John. John.
That's where Jason took all his dates.
Snob John finds that Applebee's was beneath him.
And that's why. And I guarantee you never took faith to Applebee's, did you?
We have had Applebee's. Ooh, yeah.
Not like as a. Not
yes,
like
we
as
have.
A, not
Boo.
Like as a date.
Yes, we have. Yeah. We've had it.
No. You didn't take it. So one of your first.
We're trying to get bargain night, and again, you act like I don't know what.
You don't do bargain night on the first date, bro.
What fine dining is, and what good bargain Applebee's dining is.
Question it, coach.
Can we get to the rest of what this young man got from Applebee's?
Yeah. Well, he got the commercial, which I thought was a pretty good commercial. I'll be honest, it was a pretty good commercial there, and as a result, it's an NIL deal. So that's the relevancy here. He got $800 cash. And $1,000 to Applebee's, which seems like a lot.
Wow,
that's like a
Can
lifetime.
Can you imagine how many 2 for $20s I could get on $1,000 in the gift, just the Applebee's gift cards alone?
We can taste it now.
We can
so
do the
many
math.
Tenders,
that's 500.
So many tenders. Mm.
That's 1 2-for-$20 a day.
So many
like a year and a half.
Yeah.
So many well cooked steaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of that. Baby backs.
Yep.
Now I will say this. Does $800 not feel like he's getting kind of shortchanged here?
He's a freshman walk-on fullback, bro.
I mean, but I know.
Walk, like, keywords, walk-on.
Yeah, but Applebee's is a corporation, though. They could do more than $800, right?
Well, I don't think you can go too far. It has to be equal. Like, how much, you know, you didn't see the commercial.
He should have shopped it around. I'll go somewhere else. You know, I'll do a commercial for somebody else.
I think they might have overpaid him, actually. That's a ton for one spot for given your status.
I mean, he caught the game winner against Texas, though. I mean, his status, he has a new status.
That's worth $1,500, half of it food.
It has to be commensurate with what you gave. And if it's just his face saying hi, it's Applebee's.
Give me
remember $1,800. Texas game, I want it.
Give me $1,800. I don't need the $1,000, right? Because, I mean, are you really going to eat $1,000 at Applebee's? Come on, man.
Dude, he is covered for his entire college career with $1,000 on the 2 for $20.
He said he's going to take some of his teammates to the restaurant.
Yeah, it's good. Take your offensive lineman because he's a fullback, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Take
smart.
Your offensive lineman. Smart.
Yeah. So, look, that's a great development for Jared Casey, and it's the dream.
You should be his agent. You think you should got more. So I think
this, yes,
it's great that you can get this in college now. Yeah, after winning a game, you get the opportunity to cash in on the moment. It's not just the glory of the moment and all that stuff. You get an actual opportunity to cash in monetarily. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, this is what the NIL enables. You know, you make a big-time play in a big-time college football. Well, I don't know if it's a big-time college football game, but a good college football game. You know, you get rewarded, right? You get rewarded. And it kind of made me think about Memphis. Kind of made me think about Memphis basketball because we talked about, you know, after this all went into effect on July 1st, Memphis basketball was primed to take advantage, more so than most programs in the country. Now, we know Ty Washington at Kentucky, for example. He's got Fazoli's. He's got Porsche. He's got some other things going on. Like, he's making six figures easy. You know, I'm a little surprised, and I'm not like, it's not, I can't really go in too much because
feel where you're going
it's
here.
Not my money. It's not, I don't have a business. You know what I mean? Who am I? But I'm a little surprised that we have not seen more deals locally for Memphis basketball players because that was like what
That's
we said. Isn't that what we said? We said, hey, you know, X, Y, and Z, Imani, Jalen, all these guys are going to be the faces of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But weren't there some that – there are a few people around here who kind of went, okay, maybe there's $1 million worth of NIL, but you got to have real names attached to some of this.
Well, they got real names. I mean, Jalen Duren's about to be a top three NBA draft pick.
Talking about sponsors.
Well, and you had to have something to show them to get them here because, again, that professional option was there for those guys. And it was Jalen saying that the NIL was the thing that changed it. Now, I've seen comments from him both ways saying that wasn't the only reason he considered college after the NIL, that college and building your brand was also part of it. But he said in his recruitment that it made a difference. So you had to show him something in terms of what these deals were in terms of potential potential to be able to recruit these guys. You had to.
We also, didn't we hear like, and I'm not saying, I don't know if FedEx made a statement, but I had heard, because everybody was throwing around FedEx, right, when this first started. FedEx,
it was reported.
He said it, but it got taken on out of there.
I haven't seen him promoting FedEx at all.
As far as we know, FedEx has no deals with these dudes.
Correct.
That's where it is right now.
Correct. I'm just surprised. There's a lot of commerce in Memphis, and there's a lot of Memphis Tiger basketball fans that run business in Memphis.
You have Calvin Austin got a deal.
Calvin got Wingaroo. Yeah, but I'm just saying for Memphis basketball.
Yeah, he's talking about basketball. You're right about Calvin though.
Yeah,
Calvin's sort of similar to this Applebee's thing,
right?
In that instance.
Yeah.
But we were saying for basketball, you figured people would go nuts in
you
terms of
it'd
the
be just a,
because of the support for the program already, and in terms of the you know. What this city can provide in terms of business opportunities for
those
guys.
I don't know that anybody on that team has a local NIL deal.
Local NIL, right.
Now, we know Johnny got the
camp thing,
right?
Right, which was
But a one-off, you know? It's a one-off deal. I mean, he might do camps in the future. Who knows? But if there's a local NIL deal that any of these guys have, I do not know about it, which I just kind of find interesting, you know? Like, I think it suggests that it's not as easy as maybe we thought it would be either, you know, that, you know, these schools aren't just going to flock, you know what I mean? So just because you play college basketball, they're not just going to flock.
I did think there'd be more.
I thought there would be one.
Just, you know, especially with the local outfits.
Yeah.
You know, just in terms of guys, you know, doing sort of what Calvin Austin's got going on with the Wingaroo. I did think there'd be more of that with the basketball team than there is right now.
Yeah,
currently.
Which is, you know, I mean, again.
But again, I'll tell you, there's probably a lot we don't know, too, in terms of, again, not that it's already, that could be close, working on it, all of that. And Imani and Jalen got to have more than, you know, there's got to be more going on than what we know, too.
In terms of the ways their
deals have been pieced together.
I think they have NIL deals. I just don't think they're local.
No, they're not.
You know,
from
I mean?
Everything that's been reported,
which,
we know.
That's fine.
If they're local, we'd hear about it. They'd be awesome.
I mean, I guess Applebee's is technically not local. You know, that's a chain. You know, it's not like that's a thing that's only in Kansas.
That's true.
But still, you know, it's targeted in Kansas, that spot. I'm just, you know, again, I'm not criticizing. I don't want it to come across like I'm criticizing. I'm a little taken aback, I guess, that there's not been more, you know? And I don't know if that's I think it illustrates, too, a need for a liaison, perhaps, right? Like, there's got to be Because a lot of these guys don't necessarily know where to start. They don't know. They may not have the relationships.
Well, they're getting something off their jersey sales now, right?
I think so.
Where T-shirts. But stuff, Imani and Jalen are not in that. You saw that? These guys are controlling their stuff in some way.
Yeah.
Like their jerseys weren't, right? Because their deal, they didn't sign off on that, apparently. I don't know if that got written or if I just read that on Twitter about, what was that, a couple of games ago they were down.
And
they
had Calkins write about it?
Yeah, I think maybe it was Calkins. I don't know if I missed that column or listened to him talking about it. But they had everybody down there except Imani and Jalen, right? And they had that, they didn't sign off on it. They got their own thing going on. So that's what I'm telling you.
Right.
We don't know all the particulars of everybody's deals and what's been pieced together
and
who's cashing in on what.
We know Imani and Jalen are going to be more, like, it's going to be tougher for Imani and Jalen locally because they're here for such a short period of time.
But my point was they're all getting something, maybe not as publicly, from those jersey sales, though.
Yes, as a team.
In some form.
But I just mean, like, you know, I don't even, like, want to, say a specific business, but, like, you know, you just thought like maybe like Lester or DeAndre or Alo or somebody like that would just be like a spokesman for a place, you know, and it just has not materialized.
Not to this point, but again.
But I think, you know, I do think it illustrates, like we were talking about this when it happened.
It's also the first time through.
It
is. Folks are businesses are trying to figure out.
I think it's important.
Athletes are trying to figure it out.
I think it's important for there to be an athlete advocate specifically whose job it is to go out there and find those
deals.
Get
these guys opportunities.
That work for the university, right? But also, like, who represent the athletes because they don't know where to start, right? They don't have those business relationships, you know? They don't – the particulars are probably – they're worried about playing basketball.
No, those are positions you need to have in your athletic department. No question. Probably more than just one of them.
Yeah.
You need to have a fleet of folks working on that.
I absolutely believe that would serve everybody because, you know, Lester doesn't have time to call these places or these people and say, hey, you know, would you be interested in blah, blah, blah. That's just not the way it works. So I'm not criticizing anybody. I just think it illustrates the need for that position to be created. And not just the University of Memphis Athletic Department, but in a lot of places, right, where it's not just like obvious. Kentucky doesn't need that person, right?
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of places I think would do well to hire that kind of person on staff and, you know, and just represent the athlete's best interest. Be an agent of sorts.
Bro, Jared Casey didn't do much other than say, I'm going to Applebee's. He didn't deserve much more than $800 in cash and $1,000
in
gift cards.
Okay, but you're still putting a price on your likeness. You're still saying, okay, for $800, you can have it.
Yeah, but his likeness never going to be worth more. He's a walk-on fullback,
that's why,
bro.
I'm saying you shop it now because it won't be. You're exactly right. It won't be worth more ever. So you could have
Jimmy Sexton over here.
You could have negotiated.
Could have helped out Jared Casey.
They want you, man. You caught the pass. You know?
No, you're right. You're right. He might have. Yeah.
You could have gotten more than
$800.
He might
have sold himself a little short then.
You could have gotten $1,500. It's Applebee's, bro. You know?
Didn't they storm the field for that
yes.
win? Yes. Okay. Well, they should if they didn't.
Yes.
Or was that game at Texas?
Yes. I think it was in Texas, bro, wasn't it?
Well, then they didn't storm the damn field.
I'm sure there were people on the field.
But Texas is not going to let Kansas fans storm the field there.
Yes, you have to. It's the rules.
Pretty sure that game was at Texas. Nobody's storming fields.
Well, who said they stormed the field?
No, I'm asking if they. At first, I had that game as at Kansas, but I corrected myself.
Yeah.
Because Lord knows you weren't going to do it.
But yeah, I just kind of feel like truth of the matter is $800, bro. That's going to be more like $500, bro. You know, $600.
Isn't the average athlete getting about $300 or $400 across the board?
I don't know if we know those numbers. I don't know if we have them.
I've read a couple of columns on it. And
well, that's going to include everybody,
is
right?
Is that NCAA or Memphis?
Yeah, that's available Division I.
Okay, yeah.
So that number is,
I didn't think anybody written anything locally, because I'd love to see that.
So this guy's above average already.
Jonathan Lawson, I think, got four figures for his camp, you know, which that seems about right to me. You're lending your name. You're lending your time. You know, that's the thing. It's like you're all right, Jared Casey, $800 is your going rate, buddy. You know? A little underwhelming. A little underwhelming. I'll show up for $800.
He could make some more off those Applebee gift cards. He could flip them.
He's not going to flip them, though.
You can flip them. If you want to make more than your $800.
That's a lot of work, bro. Hey, I got these Applebee's gift cards.
Yeah, I got this $100 card for $80. For the $80.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you could do that.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You lived your college life and flipped something?
Yeah. Well, anyway, if you want Jared Casey to show up to your event, $800 will do it. So there you go. Well, we'll see what happens in the coming years for Memphis basketball. I'm assuming it will improve, right? That situation will improve. I don't have any doubt about that. Anyway, that's the latest in the world of college athletics. We'll come back. Patty's picks at 1 o'clock. Then Jermaine Johnson going to join us at 1:30. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you turn to film? Yes.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay Williams joined us earlier on the show today, and he said that if he's ranking top combo guards of all time in the NBA, Steph Curry is number one for him, which I, quite frankly, you know, are we just going to completely gloss over Xavier Munford? Like Marshawn Brooks, maybe?
You got a little jokey.
Wade Baldwin? We're just going to gloss over those guys and just start with Steph? I mean, I think we should at least have mentioned those three. Steph Curry, number one. It was, quite frankly, a hell of a performance. And I know it was against the Cavs. I know Evan Mobley did not play last night.
He had more threes, nine, than the Cavs had points in the fourth quarter, eight.
It's quite amazing.
How about that?
What he's doing. I mean, he's the MVP.
At 20 and a quarter. Only Mike and I mentioned it in the question. Only Mike and Kobe had more 40-point games after the age of 32. Steph now has 15. I do think that the question I asked Jay about, because so much of Steph's game is his ability to move off that ball and go get open, right, create space to shoot, which he doesn't need much, just needs a little crack, just a little window.
Yep.
But so much of it is that. How much longer at this can he keep running around like that? That's the one thing I would say is that, because it's different than Brady, who's just in a little circle in a pocket,
yes.
Doesn't have to play any defense, to be at this level, you know, and you know, continuously over the. I just, at some point, he's going to slow down. I mean, Reggie Miller slowed down. Another guy like that didn't stop moving, Rip Hamilton.
Yep.
Eventually, it seems like, you know, you run all those miles, you slow down. And Steph showing no signs of slowing down anytime soon, that's for sure. Nothing but respect for what he's pulling off.
There have only been three seasons in the history of the NBA where a player has averaged five threes per game. All three seasons, that player was Steph Curry. And this season, he is averaging 5.7. So he is about to make it season number four.
Is there any way that Clay messes up what they got going?
No. They play with each other too long.
Oh, he's coming off some major injuries.
Yeah, I don't think so.
There's a chance he's not the same.
Most games with nine or more threes in a season, top three, Steph. Just this month, he's already cracked the top six. He's at four games this month with nine threes or more, and we still have 11 days left in the season, sir. Most games with nine three-pointers in NBA history, Steph Curry, 38. The next closest, James Harden and Damian Lillard with nine. Okay?
It's pretty incredible. Do you think about Isaiah Thomas as a combo guard?
No.
Think of him as a point guard.
Yeah.
That could score.
Yeah, Steph's not really a point guard, is he? I mean, he just kind of fits that on a piece of paper.
No, Steph more combo guard. Yeah. Just when he had Isaiah in that list of guys, and Isaiah could score too, but I still think of him as more point guard than Steph Curry.
Yep.
But that said, I could see why you call Isaiah a combo guard, because he could do both.
Yeah, so last night
Stockton's a point guard.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
We're not. I agree with the change in terminology that he was talking about we do with right. Yoda and everything else, but some of it, some guys are still that, are still just a point guard. Yeah. Not every point guard that could score is a combo guard.
Yeah, so last night, as we know, the Warriors scored 36 points in the fourth quarter. They ended up winning the game despite being down 13 going into the fourth and covering.
Yeah, they were down 15 for the game.
Steph Curry in that fourth quarter scored or created 33 of the 36 and 33 straight. That is unbelievable. You know, as great as Ja is, and he was. Like, last night, Ja in the third quarter, that was amazing. Like, Steph doubled that in the fourth quarter of the Cavs game last night. I mean, and he's, what, almost mid-30s, right?
Yeah, but Ja, 22.
I understand. Ja's a great.
Jaws, like, this is just starting for
him. Jaws
in terms
great.
Of taking over quarters and having the confidence to believe that you can. This,
I mean,
we're,
honestly,
just, we're just getting started, bro.
This is probably what it felt like when, as a Golden State Warrior fan, in a different way, when Steph was coming in the league. Like, you could just sort of see the greatness. I don't.
Well, you could see it, but you didn't know if it was going to be out there because of those ankles, which always gave him a hard time early on.
I hope that – I really do. I hope that Ja has the same exact career that Steph Curry had. I truly do, and he continues to have. But, my goodness, Steph Curry without Klay. Like, you got to say, like, you look at the roster right now, Wiggins, Jordan Poole. I mean, those guys are playing well, but you had no stretch of the imagination would have ever looked at that roster and said before the season. And we kind of laughed, right? We laughed. We're like, okay, come on. Without Klay, no chance. But Steph Curry is playing at a freaking nuclear level right now.
Well, that and Jordan Poole's awesome. Draymond's got him playing at a high level defensively. They're still top two, top one, top three. Last I looked, they were top three. It's a number of things to go with Steph Curry playing.
When Steph Curry
level.
Is locked in, is there a player in the NBA that's more fun to watch? When he's
No, because he can do
Nets.
It off one dribble. You know what I'm saying? Like, it starts to look easy.
It is.
With
and
the
he
flick
pulls
of the
up
wrist.
From anywhere.
Yeah.
And again, you add the range to it.
Yep.
And I think it's
even in 2021.
When locked in. I mean, KD's fun to watch, but it's not maybe as artistic as it is with Steph at times, right? It's almost like it's a trick. Like the whole shooting a thing and then turning your back.
It is.
It's almost like he's putting on a show.
Yes, he is.
To go. It's kind of like watching Ja.
Now, KD is an assassin. Right. Like, it's just a different level. Like, KD gets in assassin mode, and he'll do it from anywhere, too. I think that's the other thing. It's like, it's just more business-like for KD.
He also hits big shots. I remember that dagger he hit at FedEx Forum in the corner when they had him in the playoffs.
I mean, you're going to put a locked-in Dame
up
on the list.
Dame's up
I don't put him above Steph locked-in, but a locked-in Dame is on that
locked
list.
Locked-in's good,
Where you can't take it off. Now, he's had a tough year this year for the most part. Mm-hmm. I think he's sort of started the bounce back now, though.
When he's right, Ja's probably most exciting, in my opinion. Like, when he's at his zenith, you know. I think he's more exciting to watch than Steph, even when he's looking right. Don't you agree?
I can't
I don't think
that
it's
yet.
Not the most locked in. It's not there yet. Not the most locked in, Steph. There are nights, And Steph's not giving you what Ja's giving you at the basket. There aren't those moments.
And Ja can be
but
super
still,
fun to watch when he's on.
I can't elevate him to that degree yet that it's above Steph. He getting there. He getting there, Brad. You're getting a little early.
I'm getting giddy about Ja Morant.
We all are. It's understandable. It's all understandable.
It's all right. A little premature. I mean, I appreciate the ambition there. But, yeah, different categories right now.
Hey, just because I went and looked real quick, trivia before we get to Patty's picks. Just because I was looking at Isaiah Thomas, talking about combo or point guard. Isaiah Thomas, number 9 in all-time assists, so he's top 10. Give me the top 5.
Assists?
Yep. Through the both of you, give me the top 5 assists, all-time assists.
Is there any Bulls
time.
In there at all?
Any Bulls in here?
Brad, looking for a lifeline here.
Any Bulls in here? No, I'm looking, and I don't know. No guys that spend time with the Bulls.
Stockton.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.